us to Session 12 prophesying meeting. I don't know if you since still remember the statement from last week that Jerry brought it out. Like, what is the Lord's recovery? Is God becoming flesh? Flesh becoming life-giving spirit? Life-giving spirit becoming sevenfold intensified spirit to build up the church? That's the body of Christ that comes to me in New Jerusalem. You know, this week's message is pretty much the continuation from last week. So what about we all read the topics from for this week, week 10. Ready? The government's divine right to participate in God's divinity. Amen. Well, I'm so encouraged and so I feel so blessed that we can enter into in this to realize and to show us how to exercise our right as a son of God and to participate in His divinity. As you may know, I just started a new position earlier this year. And, you know, as a new hire, there's so many, quite a few orientations and training I need to go. You know what is the most excited I'm really looking forward to? It's not lab safety training. It's not like something that showed us around the office. It's a benefit of an employee. And I'm so looking forward to it. I really want to realize what benefit I have, what right I can exercise. So this is our benefit, or this is our right to be a children of God. So we really need to take a look at this. So yeah, you know, in Luke 15, the brother in this message brought it out that, you know, we all familiar with the story of the prodigal son, right? You know, in verse 13, you know, when the son decided to grow, to went abroad, you know, at that certain point, he just gave up his right to be the son, gave up his right to enjoy the riches from the father's house. But fortunately, he realized that he need to go back to father's house. But what's his concept to go back to the father's house? In verse 19, he says that, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. You know, sometimes it's just like me. When I like go to meetings, sometimes I feel obligated to do so, right? Because I'm a Christian, so I need to go to those meetings. But I enjoy the saints' prayer this morning, right? We go to a Lord's table meeting, we go to a prayer meeting. It's not to fulfill a religion by duty. Actually, we are exercising our right to participate in His divinity, especially to enjoy Him as our daily supply. So this is right, right? Right is not obligation. You know, as a citizen in the United States, you may have a right to vote. But it's not your obligation to vote, right? Amen. This is your benefit. This is your right. So we have this right to enjoy Him. Amen. But, you know, I also very appreciate that we lost this right before. But the Lord loved us so much, He restored our right to come back to Him. So we all know in Old Testament, in Genesis, after God created man, Adam, he put Adam and Eve in front of two trees, right? Tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that's the first time God afforded man to have a right to participate in the tree of life. But for some reason, man failed. So, you know, we gave up our right to participate in the tree of life. And we turned to another tree. So at that point, God's righteousness and glory prevent us to come to a tree of life. But God loved us so much. He sent His beloved Son, Lord Jesus, to die for us, to shed the blood on the cross. So once the Lord fulfilled God's requirement on our behalf, this door opens once again. So now today, we have the second chance to come back to the tree of life, to claim our right as His son. And actually, this is His desire. In the very beginning, He wanted the group of people to be His sons and to bear His corporate image. So, you know, by exercising this right, actually is cooperating.
Amen.
Cooperating Amen. God to fulfill His eternal purpose. Yeah, so this week, all the rights of this written in this week, and I don't think I need to go through every item. But the one thing I want to mention was that, you know, even though we all know these rights, right? But sometimes we forgot to exercise it. We just leave it on the table, right? Because again, for example, we may have the right to vote. We may not exercise it, right? But God wants us to exercise the right. God wants us to enter into this riches He prepared for us. So this week, I just considering how to I really practice to exercise my right as a son of God. You know, I'm still learning, but one thing I started to practice is I pray for all this right I have. For example, the first right, we can participate in God's life. So, you know, during my shower time, I just ask the Lord, Lord, show me how to participate in your life. Thank you, Lord. Today, I not only have my life, but I have your life. I can live according to another life. And there's actually much more rights we can practice to participate. So I think I just stop my opening here and, you know, just open up the time for the saints to share how you exercise your right and just show us some tips or experiences in your daily life, how to really cooperate with the Lord, to exercise the right to be a son of God, and then eventually we can transform into His image, then He will fulfill His desire and come back.
I was going through the days again last night, and I was really touched by day 4, which is on our right to participate in God's glory. And in the reading it says that glory is a marvelous attribute of God. It is God expressed in splendor. And then it gives us the example of Abraham, that God, the God of glory appearing to Abraham attracted him. And it also strengthened him and encouraged him to follow God. So I think in my experience, when I pray over this one hymn, the hymn, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus,
Amen.
The last few lines, it says, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And I think that it's not only the things of earth, but every other thing in my life is subdued when there is the light of His glory.
Amen.
And so, this is our right to participate in God's glory.
Amen.
And I was also really touched by Romans 9:23. It says, in order that He might make known the riches of His glory upon vessels of mercy, which He had before prepared unto glory.
Amen.
I really like this verse because it connects glory and mercy. And I think sometimes in our experience, it's easier to apply mercy than it is to apply glory. It's very easy to cry out for mercy. But the Lord tells us that He will have mercy on us. We will be His vessels of mercy. But even more, upon us, He will make known the riches of His glory.
Amen.
And even that this was prepared beforehand. So this is something very solid. Something that God had predestinated in eternity past. And I'll just wrap up with the verse Romans 8:30. Those whom He predestinated, these he also called.
Amen.
And those whom he called, these he also justified.
Amen.
And those whom he justified, these he also glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
I just also share some practical points because this week I think it's the content's kind of profound. So I'd like to be more practical. So the one thing I want to share, actually I just follow students sharing, is like our God is glory.
Yes.
Yeah, actually every human being he created is a marvelous work. It's a miracle. So in other words, like as a human being, you know, we can think, we can speak, and we can walk. So all these are a marvelous thing. So on the other hand, God created the glory, but in the manhood, try to apprehend it, I think it's a very challenge. I think the only way the mankind can do is by worshiping God and do the best. Or if mankind overdo it, it can be a problem. Have you ever heard of like overtreated? Right? I just read two news in the newspaper. One is a person writes saying previous years talk about encourage you to diagnose your cancer earlier. But now he mentioned now the medical world think, oh, not a major deal, too much. It costs people like goes to try to diagnose too earlier, then cause more problem. Like the benefit even worse than the gain. Anyway, I don't want to get the detail. But in other words, one thing definitely is, he mentioned some people went to diagnose too early, and then got scared, or even like get worse. That's for sure. Okay. And the other thing talk about, the other one is, there's a drug miraculously lose people's weight. And, you know, people are quite happy. But the real thing is, once if the people stop taking it, that weight may gain more coming, bounce back. In other words, it's not a very ideal way. Anyway, so back to the thing, that God creates the man in a glory, and the man, the best way, just worship him and follow him, right? Mm-hmm. If we really want to be healthy, again, old saying, early to bed, early to rise. Mm-hmm. And also, we are living in the e-world, can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I have another to you. One of my work is overwhelming, not only to my function, to every function. So I pray to God, I'll have the courage to go to my manager and everything. We need to talk about it. It's just too much, overwhelming. So we have to, God, this reminds me of verse God said, God does not give us a heart of cowardness, but a heart of courage, sober-minded, and love. So we should seek a fellowship out of love to every function involved. Because we are all crushed, but we have to make sure we have, you know, reasonable understanding of what's the project, what we can do, and we can all survive. I mean, mentally and physically. So, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I very appreciate this message because it is very. I also appreciate Brother David.
Amen.
Yes. He gives us let us know what's the divine right.
Amen.
Wow, so encouraged. especially he's freshman in Merck. So I fish. I enjoyed that. He already catch the right. We have that right.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
When you come to this country, when you become the resident, you have a green card. That's your right. Then the second one, you become the citizen. You have a citizen right. You can hold a passport. You can vote. That's your right. Wow. Wow. Can you imagine? We have a divine right. We are God's children. It's not an adopted one. We have a right. The first one. You know, they have a 10 item. Maybe, I don't know if you count. We have the 10 item. Talk about your divine right. Actually, from the Bible, they have truly support. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20. I'll read for you because he didn't mention it. He say, for the invisible things of him, both his eternal power and the divine characteristics. Eternal power and the divine characteristics. This talk about the divine character. That is exactly the divine rights. Okay? Brother Lee didn't mention, but continued up to date, those Blanding's brother continue speaking out. So we have a 10. Even I'm 70 years old, but this week I try to remember, like a Roman, he said, the government, we can participate in the various aspects of God divinity. Talk about the 10. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Talk about the 10 items. The first 6 items is original from the message from the before the Kusher, the message from the Brother Lee. That's a 6 point. I don't know if you still remember when Brother Lee mentioned about the organic salvation. That's a 6 step. The first one, regenerate. Right. Second one is sanctify. The third one, renew. And the fourth one is transformation. Then later is a confirmation. Last one is a glorify. So you see those aspects. Number one, after the regenerator, we have what? We have a God's life.
Amen.
Okay. The second one, after the sanctification, we have God's nature.
Amen.
Second one, we have a God's life. We also have a God's nature. Amen.
Amen.
Three, we have a God's mind.
Amen.
After renew the mind, we will have our Father God's mind.
Amen.
Talk about the strong support from the Roman and John. And the D talk about A, B, C, D. The government have the right to participate in God's being. The verse is from the 2 Corinthians 3:18. Sister Irene favors. Amen. Based for saying that the Paul's word in the 2 Corinthians about being transformer. Amen. God's being. Amen. Transformer. And E is number 5. Talk about the image. Amen. The verse was 2 Corinthians 3:18. We have his image after the confirm. We have a confirmed image. And number 6, eventually we were brought into the God's glory. The last step, Brother Lee mentioned about the glorify, the 6th step. Okay? But the Lord's recovery never stopped there. Those Brandy brothers continue working on this project. Continue to tell us what's the rest. From the 7G, talk about the sonship. That's our brotherly burden. We are part of the sonship. Wow, this one, I'm very, very excited. We are not adopt. We are not an adopt Christian. We are not an adoption. You know, this is a, we are really
Amen.
God's children. We have a sonship.
Amen.
We are right. Wow, I don't know how. How, you don't feel excited. I feel excited. Maybe I'm 70, you know. And number eight, H, they talk about the right to participate in this. Then continue. Manifestation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Then number nine, I, he's talking about God's likeness. Wow, this one I because our recovery version didn't talk about this likeness. You know, those today's blending brother continue work on it. He said that 1 John 3:2 say, we know that if he is manifested, we will be like him.
Amen.
We will be like him because we will see him even as he is. In here, talk about like him. But the recovery version doesn't mention. Then the blending brother, they labor on it, they check that like. That like actually the translates to be the Greek translate to be the likeness. Wow, that's today's after days, you know, you still remember that burden from God that Genesis chapter 1, 26 down, he said, our will make men like our image. After likeness. Wow, they both together. Wow, wow, wow. That's too exciting. That's today's branding brother. They continue work on this. Amen.
Amen.
The last one, 10. We become God's blessing. Hey, you have right. You should so exciting, amen. Just like David just come to that comfort. I have a right.
Amen. In Revelation 22:14, it says, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have rights to the tree of life.
Amen.
So I appreciate it. You know, in Genesis, man's right to the tree of life was blocked.
Right.
But Christ came and fulfilled all the righteous requirements of God's glory, holiness, and
righteousness.
Mm-hmm. And so now today, we also have the right. And I appreciated what Brother mm-hmm. Joe said. We have to realize what our rights are
right.
so we can exercise them and claim them.
Amen.
And in the message, the brother said, you know, we have to claim the resurrection life. We don't have to stay in death. And so, you know, there were many times this morning when I woke up and you're just like, right? We just feel dead. But we do not. We have the right to the resurrection life.
Amen.
And so we don't need to stay in how we feel. We can exercise to wash our robes, take the blood, and we can, it says we have authority over the tree of life. In the footnote in Revelation, that means where it says we have the right to the tree of life, literally it means we have authority over the tree of life. And then who and what is the tree of life? That's just God himself. And so I just appreciated seeing our right as Godmen who have God's life to participate in all these aspects of who God is, God's divinity, which sounds crazy. But when you look at the verses and then you realize, actually, just one thing, it says, it said that transformation and confirmation are our rights. And so I appreciate that because that means it's not just something happening to us. You know, it's like, oh, when I turn, like, the Lord will renew my mind and I'm being transformed. Actually, it is our right to be transformed. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we are being transformed into the same image. Right? So that means our right is to participate in God's image. So actually, when we exercise our right, it's whenever we turn our hearts to the Lord, the veil is taken away, and we are being transformed into the same image. So, actually, what did we do? We say, Lord Jesus, I can't, and that turns our heart to the Lord. The veil is taken away, and right there, we are exercising our right to participate in God's image. And so, I just appreciated seeing that all of this, the process that we're going through from a different perspective, realizing actually it is our right. So we. And then realizing when it is our right, you know, all Satan will try to do is cause us to relinquish our rights. And so we need to claim our rights so we know who we are as Godmen, as ones who have God's life and nature. And then day by day in the midst of our terrible situations, we exercise our rights to claim
all of these different aspects. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, we have this right. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy Datu's message here. It said just as we are constituted physically of the food we eat, so we believers in Christ should be constituted of the God of which we partake. This should be our experience day by day. Amen. If we enjoy God and partake of Him, we shall be constituted of Him.
Amen.
We shall be thoroughly constituted of God's nature. I really enjoy here is day by day. This experience Amen. Is not like a one-time thing.
Right.
It's a day by day graduated, you know, process. And usually, you know, how can we participate in God's rights? Do you think we will participate in God's rights by always have, you know, good things about us? Yeah, I think most of the time we should partake of this right, use this right when we have difficulties. Because when you have difficulty, you really appreciate you have this right to exercise. And the most important right is prayer. Like yesterday, last night, something, you know, really troubled me. I just, troubled by it, you know, I feel anxious. And the more I think about it, the more anxious I am. Not I think about it, I feel released. No. More I think in my mind, the more trouble. So this morning, I just asked my husband, I say, we should pray together. And we have a thorough, prayer. And suddenly, I feel the feeling of peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really appreciate this right, because we can always turn. We can always exercise this right to give us the peace.
Amen.
I really enjoy, one word I want to share here. It's John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So God already, Christ already gave us this peace.
Mm-hmm.
We only need to exercise our right to be in this peace with God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say something because it is my right to speak for God.
Amen.
I want to exercise this right in this meeting.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I really enjoy this week's message that you have the divine rights. When I was listening to David's sharing, I remember my friend that I know from Facebook, and he posts on Facebook about himself as a Christian, and he says that he is a beggar of God's mercy. Well, on the surface, it may sound very spiritual, but if we think about that more carefully, you will see that it is so religious and even dangerous. Because if we think that we are beggar of God's mercy, then what's the relationship between us and God? Beggars. We don't need to beg. We are children of God. We don't need to beg anything. Right, and all the virtues of God, like we don't need to beg for those virtues because they are our rights.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we are the citizens of a certain country, we don't need to beg for the right to vote, for example. And also, I was looking back at Genesis chapter 15 when God promised Abraham that he will have the seed, and that in Abraham's natural concept, he thought that God was talking about his servant Eliezer of Damascus. That is also wrong. We are not servants of God, meaning that we don't need to do anything in order to enjoy what God is. We are not servants to God. And we are children of God. And automatically, we have the right to enjoy the 10 items mentioned in the outline.
Amen.
And we are even better than angels.
Amen.
Angels do not inherit God's divinity,
Amen.
Or God's mind, or God's life, or God's nature.
Amen.
Amen. So the key issue for us is, like our brothers and sisters have shared, that we need to exercise our rights, claim our rights every day in our living.
Right.
So the way has been reopened for us. But we have problem because we are not taking that way.
Amen.
We are not walking in that way. Amen. So how can we enjoy all the rights? We need to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
We need to come close to Him. We don't need to do anything else. Everything is just there, and we just follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord that we have the divine right to be children of God and to enjoy everything that He is and He has done for us.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. This week's message is little bit harder to share, but we need to claim our right.
Yes.
Claim our right of the divinity. In point two, it mentions is we need to claim the divine right, the divinity of God's nature. And God here mentions many God's the main important things of God's nature. One of them are holiness. Holiness is not brotherly mention. I listened to his messages. Holiness is not sinless perfections. It's how much we separated unto God. The more we come to God, the more we separated unto God. Brother Lee mentioned holiness. There are three straight stages. When we are regenerated, we are already holy. We are separated into God.
Right.
But when we come and get God's divinity through coming to God with unfailed faith, we have the element God into us. We are become holy. So, brother, sister, we are in the process right now. We have become the holier. And then when we are really one, to get God and man really one with God, become the holiest. Oh, but right now, we are no longer in the holy state. We are in the holiest state. In order, in the holiest state, we need to come to God. Second Peter, Peter's mentions it's an exceedingly great promises. We may might become the divine, might become the divine particles.
Hallelujah.
Might become, it means that you need to put an effort to get it. So in order to get the holy nature into us, we need to come to God. In the road when we're driving here, my wife asking me, what is the difference between image and likeness? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just mentioned is image is just the portrait of us human beings. Our image is human beings. But the likeness, are you really human beings or is the likeness is your expressions? Likeness is just like you are human, but your behavior not like human. That is not likeness like human. Might be we are expressing God. We have the image of God, but our behavior is not in the likeness of God. Oh, praise the Lord! We can not only have the image of God, but by claiming our right, we can also have the likeness of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I always tell my son, we are not holy because we don't sin. We're holy, like the Bible says, and the Bible says, because we have been regenerated. We have received the life of God, life in nature. But in order to exercise this right, the Lord must be manifest in us. You see, when God created man, He created us. We have actually our human. We were in the image and likeness, right? But we have the human nature, right? And we have also the satanic nature. You know that, right? The venom. We have that. We have. I call it sinful nature. I don't like to tell my students satanic nature because they get scared. I said the sinful nature. But we also have the divine nature. When we were regenerated. Now, so we have three lives now. But many times we just take our natural, like human nature, the right of our human nature. You know, we stay in that stage. Why? Because we like to do what we want. We're proud, we are selfish, sometimes we are arrogant, right? Or we look at others in a different way. This is our human nature, right? And the satanic nature, we stay sometimes in that, in that level when we, you know, some people start killing, shooting in places, you know. They are actually very possessed with the satanic nature to do those things. You know? But we need to exercise our right to be in the divine life. And this is, we, how do we gain this? You know, we really, Paul talks about this here in Colossians. He says, okay, 3:4, Colossians 3:4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Lee talking about when the life manifests in the future, right? Yeah, but Paul is talking about the present. Because after that he said this. So we are actually in a foretaste of manifestation of the Lord's life. So if our life is manifested, then we can love our brother. Christ's love. You know? But if Paul is saying, when our life, when it's manifest, Christ our life is manifested, you know, we will be manifested with him in glory. That's why he said after that, put to death, therefore. After he said, our life will be manifested with him in glory, right? Yes. But he said, put to death, therefore. I'm saying it's not for the future. Right? Therefore, he says, put therefore all the things, fornication, cleanliness, passion, evil desire, greediness, and then he talks more about the wrath, anger. Well, that have a problem with me. I have anger. I always ask the Lord, please take that anger away from me. So, this is an abusive language and all this. So, for this right to be exercised, Christ has to be manifested now in us. So we need to pray. We need to pray, like Paul said before, we need to repent.
Amen.
We need to pray so his life will be manifested. And then John says, you know, he's talking now for the future, he's saying yes. And he says, oh, beloved children, he has not yet been manifested, we will be. We know that when he is manifested, we will see him as he is, right? Yeah, this is for the future. Imagine when we mature, when the bride is ready, and we get married with the Lamb, then we're going to see the Lord as he is. This is, as the brother says, it's a mystery, yes. You know, we're going to be manifested with him in glory, and we'll see him as he is. So this is for us to exercise our right of the divine life. We need to mature. We need to grow. And many times we ask the Lord, it's a nice prayer to say, oh Lord, come back, right? Oh Lord, come back. And my brother was saying, we ask the Lord to come back, but he will say to us, mature. Oh Lord, come back, please. He will say, mature. So we need to eat every day the word.
Amen.
So we can be, you know, fully of his life, mind. We could be the sons of God. You know, we are lucky that we are the sons of God. In the Old Testament, the Israelites didn't know the words of sons of God. They didn't call God the Father. They just call him as the creator of the universe, right? Mm-hmm. We can call him Father because we are now the sons of God. Praise the Lord for this message.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Saints,
one of my favorite books is Ephesians 'Cause it reminds me that I'm a child of God. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing
Amen.
In the heavenlies, in Christ,
Amen.
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world,
Amen.
To be holy and without blemish before him in love,
Amen.
Predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure. And we see here, this word sonship has always been puzzling to me. Okay, so I know that I'm a child of God. So what is this sonship thing? So what is the difference between being a son and the sonship? And we see that we are born of God, right? And we have the right to become the children of God. In John 1:12, we're told that we have the authority to become children of God. That this is a matter of authority. We, you know, it's not just that we're sons of God. You know, in the world, everybody says, well, I'm a son of God. We're all sons of God because we were made by God. So we're all sons of God. But we have the special portion
Amen.
That he predestinating us way before the foundation of the world, because he wants us to grace us in the beloved, to make us his household. Amen. Right? It is a household. And here in this first chapter in the footnotes that I took out, well, I lost it again, about the sonship, predestinating us unto sonship. This, it says here, that God's marking us out beforehand was to destine us unto sonship. We were predestinated to be the sons of God even before we were created.
Amen.
And as God's creatures, we need to be regenerated. So we were regenerated by him, having not only the life, but also the position of the son.
Amen.
And God's marked out ones have the life to be his sons and the position to inherit him.
Amen.
Right? The sonship is when we inherit the Lord, right? We inherit everything that he is as we continue to look at him, beholding and reflecting. And more of beholding him, we reflect him, and we can reflect the glory of God, which is his image. And so the phrase, it says, to the praise of the glory of God's grace is the result, the issue of the sonship, right? It's for the praise of his expression in his grace, for the praise of the glory of his grace. Because he wants to have a man that represents him, that can be one with him for all of eternity. Him, God mingled with man and man mingled with God. And that's such a profound, statement. And it takes a lifetime to become the sonship, that we would inherit God and God would inherit us. I don't understand it fully, but I just enjoy this matter of the sonship, that it gives us the enjoyment. It gives us all of these, these 10 items that we have the right. We have the right to become the children of God. And it says in 1 John. And we are. And we know that when we see him, we will be like him, because we will see him. When he is manifested, we will be like him, because we will see him even as he is. So seeing him, every time we see him a little bit more of him becomes us, that becomes the expression, that turns us into the image of his son, the whole image, that we're just him.
Amen.
Saint, in December we had a training, and the training was mostly on Christ, the all-inclusive Christ as a good man. And I was really touched, Saints, and it's just the first message that the children of Israel were, God had given the good land to the children of Israel.
Amen.
But to gain this land, they had to fight. Because there were kings that were surrounding the good land. They couldn't get in unless they fought. So it says here in message one, the fighting of the children of Israel against the Canaanites, that they might possess and enjoy the good land, typifies the spiritual warfare of the church as a whole and all the members against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. So as children of God, we have the good land. We have the good land. But the thing is, to fight, to get into, to gain the good land, we have to fight. And so it says in G, Christ is our good land, and God wants us to gain Christ. But there is a layer of devilish, demonic forces between us and the good land.
Amen.
So if we would take the possession for our enjoyment, we must defeat these satanic forces.
Yes.
And then it says in sub point one, there is an exceeding real spiritual warfare in which we must engage. We must fight the battle to gain the all-inclusive Christ for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, the new man, and the kingdom of God. And so this is not only just in our individual walk with the Lord as the Shulamite, but also as the bride, the corporate bride. We together, corporately, fight this fight. But saints, I really am touched that this, from this training, really an exhortation that there is this fight. Every day, it's not, you don't passively gain Christ.
Amen.
You have to aggressively
Amen.
It's not a passive. You have to be aggressive.
Amen.
To fight this fight.
Amen.
And then in a later on, a message that a brother gave, and I was so touched, he said, the Lord's recovery has a history of fighting, making the sacrifice, you know, joining ourselves to Christ, which is the real sacrificial life, to fight this fight. Because the satanic forces, as many times Brother Sergio mentions, is in our flesh. And the flesh wants to settle down and be passive.
Right.
And enjoy the flesh and all the things of the flesh. But to go against it, you have to aggressively go for Christ. It's not passive, saints.
Amen.
We have to take this fight. And not for ourselves, but also for the body.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. This week we're on this God-Man Bill of Rights.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 10 items, right? Do you know how many amendments in the Bill of Rights? Also 10, right? United States Constitution. But anyway, I'm not drawing these funny correspondences. You know, I really feel like this is something we, as God's children, we ought to really know. Right? We have the right, as saints all have shared, right? The right is what? It's something that I rightly have, and no one can take away.
Yes.
So as children of God, right? As the kingdom people, we have these rights.
Right.
Amen. So, in our daily living, we may actually, you know, fail. We may actually fell short, like here, right? Talking about all these items. You know, some of these items, we sometimes feel like, oh, we're so short, right? You know, we're short of God's glory. We're short of His life. We're short of His nature. But we don't have to stay that way.
Amen.
Amen. Because all of these has given to us. We don't even need to beg, right? Like what Sister shared, yeah. You know, sometimes we may actually asking for things, like we're petitioning, asking for things that we already have the right to have. So this message really helps us to see, I think it really turns our way of our praying, right? Because a lot of times we may be begging for these things, but we can just claim, say, Lord, this you have already have given to us these rights to us. We can just claim, right? I'm short on glory, but Lord, because you have the glory, I can just turn to you.
Amen.
Right? Because, you know, the Second Corinthians already showed us, whenever we turn to the Lord, a veil was taken away. Right? We can actually be transformed from glory to glory.
Amen.
Amen. To the image of His firstborn.
So
I feel like all these 10 points really, you know, it's really worthwhile us, you know, to really rethink, right? Just like chew the cud in our daily living.
Amen.
I especially appreciate the mind. Was that on day 4?
Yeah,
God, we can actually participate in His mind. You know, actually when Paul mentioned this, the mind, let this mind be in you, he was particularly referring to that Christ, right, become a man. He humbled himself, right? Actually this morning, I was also touched. I think the Spirit was leading us to this way, that he really humbled himself. He really condescended himself to become a man. So, and we need to have this mind in us.
Amen.
You know, the problem with the human being, right? You know, individually or as a nation, right? You know, if you see, the biggest problem is that we cannot humble. We're all proud, right? You know, because of that, there are a lot of these problems comes up, right? And, you know, in our family life, right? You know, those are the small things. So we really need to really take the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in us.
Amen.
That we truly can take His humbleness as our humbleness, right?
Amen.
That we can truly, you know, really participate in all His nature.
Amen.
And you know, with that, that the Lord can really gain glory, right? In our, you know, individually and also as corporately. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was very
touched
by brothers. Sharing, you know, last night because
my mom is planning to come back to the U.S., so I was looking for some previous documents that she had. And I found, you know, this huge folder, and I opened it, I found that it was from 35 years ago. The letters between me and Kyle. That he was in service for 2 years, so we were actually apart for 2 years. And, you know, back then we did not have emails, we did not have, you know, Instagram or whatever. So before...
Service in the Army?
In the Army, yes. Yeah.
Kyle was in the Army?
Yeah, that's mandatory. So, you know, before, those letters were like so precious to me because those were love letters, right? But yesterday, when I look at the letters, I was like, this is really a proof that we are so fallen. You know, we were so fallen, and probably now, if you have never, you know, written any letters, you probably don't remember what you said before. But I actually read some sentences he wrote to him, and he said, "I did say that," and I said, "Yes, look, you know." So actually, you know, I think it is really a privilege. It is really very precious that we have these rights, right? Mm-hmm. We actually can participate in divinity.
Amen.
But I was very touched by brother and sister sharing that we actually need to fight for it. Amen. And actually we are in the process.
Amen.
Because, we actually did not go to the, join the church life right away. After we were baptized. So I still remember that the first time I went to a church meeting in Taipei. So the sister sitting next to me, she was like, "Oh, Ping, I heard about all your situation." And I was like, "Yeah, all those bad things. That's really sad." But then, you know, she hold my hands and say, "That's exercise our spirit." And then, you know, we called on the Lord's name for like 2 minutes, and my body was shaking, and I was like, "What is this?" But then during that message, I still remember they mentioned about Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 2. "Make my joy full that you think the same thing, having the same love."
Amen.
Joined in soul, thinking the one thing. That was really touching. Because that never happened in my life. You know, I never had the experience of like thinking about the same thing, feeling about the same thing, you know, with one another person. And then they also mentioned about Ephesians 5:22. "Wives, be subject to your own husbands as the Lord." You know, to me, I can obey all other people. You know, I usually say pretty loudly, you know, say amen to brothers and sisters, except for, you know, Kyle's fellowship or sharing. But then actually, you know, this is what we need to fight. This is why we are in the process. Because it's so often that we just think about ourselves.
Right.
Yes, it's true. We have all the benefits. We have all the rights. But actually, it actually sometimes makes us struggle. Made us feel that we need to deny ourselves. Otherwise, we won't be able to
make
it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Paul.
Oh, sorry.
I will go real quick. Paul, I appreciated this verse in Philippians 2, where he says, "Let this mind be in you."
Amen.
This is also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I think, you know, this really shows that, you know, we can have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Right? But we need to be the ones who allow Christ's mind to be in us, right?
Yes.
On the one hand, we have our own mind,
yes,
right? But at the same time, because we're God-men, we've been regenerated of God's life, we can also participate in God's mind.
Amen.
I read this point was the one that touched me the most, because, you know, a lot of times I feel like I'm in my mind.
Amen.
And it's apart from the Lord. You know, and I'm just wandering in the wilderness in the soul of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But As the brother shared, we can participate in Christ's mind.
Yeah.
Right? Our mind is too low.
Right.
Right? What the Lord wants to do is mingle himself with us.
Amen.
Right? He wants to infuse his thoughts and desires into ours. And even consider the context of Philippians chapter 2. Actually, Paul wrote that to the saints. And Sister Ping just shared some of those verses.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to be one.
Yes.
There was some strife among the saints. There was even some squabbles, right? And so he said that they would have the same mind as Christ.
Right.
They can do this because they're children of God.
Amen.
They're God-men.
Right.
And so for us, this really needs to be opened up to us.
Right?
I think we know that this week was hard to speak. But these 10 points are for our prayerful consideration.
Yeah.
We need to go before the Lord, allow the Spirit to shine on us, to lead us and to guide us into the reality of all these things. Brother Lee didn't get to really speak this message, right? At that time, the brothers, when Brother Lee wanted to share this, they shared on PSRP. Brothers from Taiwan came and they introduced this practice to the saints here. And so I also want to pass this on to everyone that all these 10 points, we would pray them, right? We would even get into the verses to really even digest them so that they can become our enjoyment and our experience. And I'm sure we all have many experiences of these 10 points. I'm just considering even all the major decisions that I had to make in my life, up until this point, right? I was able to experience the Lord's
right.
mind.
Amen.
Where I was going to go to school.
That's right.
Who I would marry. I don't know. It was mysterious. But, you know, I exercised my right to participate in God's mind.
Amen.
And I really believe that that was all from Him. How? I don't know. But we have to experience.
Amen.
So we can pursue all these things.
Amen.
And then as we enjoy them, actually, we want to bring these items to other people.
Yes.
Right? To show
Amen.
Man, you can have this also.
Amen.
Right? This is the rights as children of God that we share.
Yes.
But there's so many out there that can also be brought into this.
Amen.
But if we don't know them, if we don't experience them, how can we bring others into them?
That's right.
The last point in this outline, I'll end off, it says that wherever we are, wherever we may be, right, we need to remember that we have the right to participate in God's divinity.
Yes.
It could be in the Costco line, at the DMV. You would remember, in that moment, you have the right to participate in God's divinity.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. He just said something that I'd like to share.
So, yes, each one of us are God men. So no matter who you are, what you're doing, what situation that we are encountering right now, we are God men. So I really appreciate the brother giving this message. To remind us, to reinforce us, to strengthen us that we are God-men. And that we have the right, divine right, to participate in God's divinity. Those 10 points are precious. Once, like sister, brother shared that if we claim it, they become our wealth. This is the way I like to think. If we don't claim it, how to claim it, we exercise our spirit.
Yes.
Brother shares to participate in God's mind. Yes, what? Oh, Lord, what do you think? What do you think in this case? What would you say? What would you do? We can exercise our spirit and to participate in His mind.
Amen.
And yes, once we participate those God's divinity, those rights, then they become our wealth.
Amen.
Isn't that nice? Those wealth are really become ours.
Amen.
We are entitled to inherit those.
Amen.
God's divinity, those 10
Amen.
points.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. That's why the last line,
wherever we may be,
Amen.
We need to remember that we are God-men
right.
with the divine right to participate in God's divinity. But Amen. Remember this one. Remember where we go, wherever we go, whatever we do, remember we are God-men. Sonship. Sister Virginia mentioned about sonship. Think about this world. Only three people. I remember brother once brought up God, us, and Satan. If we are not God's sons of God, then who are we? Probably, very likely,
either one.
Sons of Satan.
Yeah.
Right? So, we want, hallelujah, God predestinated us
yeah.
from before the foundation of the world
yeah.
to give those wealth to us,
yeah.
for us to inherit, to entitle, to inherit, to claim it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I guess just to share something really short, I just enjoyed, you know, 1 Corinthians 2:16 from day 3, as echoing what everyone shared, you know. You know, we not only have God's life, but we have the right to participate in God's life. And, you know, I think, you know, what Sister Ping brought up, it was in my mind also, about how in the body life, right, it's not only enough that we have God's life, but also that, we are in one soul. Not only one spirit, but in one soul. You know, it's just, even though we may have God's life, right? But if God has not spread into our soul, you know, we will still be exhibiting the self by nature.
Amen.
And with that, there will be division. But, if we willingly set our mind on, our mind on the spirit, you know, we will be exercising this right to participate in God's mind.
Amen.
And from this, we will be thinking of that same thing.
Amen.
And we will have this one accord in the way we operate. In the body of life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Whenever we may be, wherever we may be, we need to remember that we are God men.
Amen.
We have a divine right to participate in God's divinity.
Amen.
This is I really enjoy all the sense sharing, but very important burden there is at the end of this message is the story about Luke 15. The father has two sons, right? He has the right. He gave up his to them, but one of them lost the portion. So today, the same thing is happening among us. We ourselves need to treasure and precious this sonship and the portion. And also, we need to remember those who are our dear brothers and sisters also need to be recovered, a practice.
Amen.
In Tuesday, in our prayer, corporate prayer, or our personal prayer, remember them.
Amen.
Mention their name, their sonship before the Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Go forward, contact them,
Amen.
And bring them back, and remind them, oh, home meetings, Lord's Day tables, prophesying meetings.
Amen.
Let's care about our brothers and sisters,
Amen.
Because we are all the sons of
Amen.
Our Father,
Amen.
And we all have the same sonship and portions in Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Here's a brother that no man's law. Right. But he also knows the divine right.
I much rather prefer the divine right.
Amen. Yeah.
It's interesting. As we were fellowshipping with some brothers this week, a brother actually mentioned that, you know, he asked, "Hey, John, you're a lawyer, right? You must know about certain rights. You know, how do we exercise our rights? You know." I don't know what to say. I guess yes, you know, but the real question is, you know, how much do we know to exercise, right,
yes.
our divine rights?
Amen.
So first, we need to see we have divine rights.
Amen.
And then this divine rights is very, very much different from our human understanding of our human rights. When you consider, you know, Sister Vijay mentioned about inheritance, right? When you consider this inheritance, in the human realm, at least even in the legal realm, it's just simply a passing on of assets and wealth to someone else. It's a process. And it's very, very much outward, right? It's really material. But in God's eye, yes, He wants us to inherit Christ, but not just in an outward way. But this week, the focus is on that we will participate, our inheriting of His, is to participate in His divinity.
Amen.
There's a special emphasis on divinity.
Mm.
He doesn't just want to give us, you know, material blessings.
Mm.
Maybe you have a job. Maybe you have, I don't know. It's good to have a job, you know.
Yeah.
It's good to have a wonderful family.
Yes.
Beautiful children or even meaningful relationships. Right? With all the benefits, right? You can't think you can retire with a nice retirement fund. All those things. But if those things remain an outward or material matter or blessing to us, then we are missing the point of this week.
Amen.
How much things do we inherit God's divinity? Namely, right? All that He is. His nature, His life. There are so many elements in our daily living.
Amen.
Even in our working life,
yes.
In our family life, in the it could be an hourly smooth environment, or it could be an hourly difficult environment. In those things, do you believe that God is constantly dispensing His divinity into us?
Amen.
But we need to participate.
Amen.
That shows, as all the saints share, we need to cooperate.
Yes.
Amen.
Cooperate, saints.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 3:18, right?
Yes.
We need to behold the Lord.
Amen.
With an unveiled face.
Amen.
Nothing should veil us.
Amen.
Not the good things, not the bad things, not even our experiences of the Lord.
Yes.
So that it will hinder God's element being dispensed into us.
Amen.
I really appreciate this simple point. You know, I was reminded in my daily living, Lord, I can be serving, I can be doing so many things.
Amen.
But after all these years, right? I'm not that old, but after all these years, how much of God's element, His divine nature, Himself as love, as righteousness, as, you know, as light. As all, right, we know His element, His expression. The nature of expression is light. The nature of His person is love. Even the nature of His essence is the Spirit. How much of those things are being deposited in me? How much of those things, right, are being manifested? Are being lived out? How about my mind, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. How much of it is being renewed? By the renewing of the mind, how much are we transformed? If throughout all these years, we still express our human nature, our human mind, then saints, sorry to say, right, we missed the point. God became a man. He went through a process so that man can become God in life and in nature. So that we can participate. So that we have this right to enter into His divinity. Not just taking it as an outward gift, as an outward blessing, but as we are helped by the ministry in 2 Peter. This divine life in us is fully developed. What does it mean to be partakers? That means we're particular. This life is growing, is manifesting, is fully, being fully mingled with our human life.
Amen.
So that there's really no way to tell, is this God, is this John Con, or is it God man, you know, or is it God Con, you know? He's actually just God man.
Amen.
There's no more race, you know, no more social classes.
Amen.
No more, you know, all the differences. But it's God mingle with man.
Amen.
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 Saints, yes, we have the right.
Amen.
Never forget about this right.
Yes.
But we need to participate in God's divinity.
Amen.
He went through a process so that we can do it. But if we don't, we miss the point. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May we be those who are open to the Lord.
Amen.
Not just in our, you know, in the church life, in our way, but even in all the details of our living.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We'll end with some prayer.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Amen. For you speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, remove any veil from our heart.
Amen.
So we can enjoy the divine life.
Amen.
Oh, give us the authority to put Satan under our feet.
Amen.
Oh, we claim this divine right.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, bless this coming week, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, bring all those ones from darkness to light.
Amen.
Oh, so use us as a vessel unto honor.
Amen.
They can see the light.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, thank you for giving us this right.
Amen.
My right to participate in your divinity.
Right.
Amen. Every aspect of life.
Amen.
Lord, Lord Jesus, we want to exercise our right.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to come to you every day.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we gave a member of the old church to you.
Amen.
We all come forward to you.
Amen.
Thank you, open the road for us.
Amen.
All with the unveiled face.
Amen.
We can beholding you and reflecting you.
Amen.
Like the mirror of the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise you that we can become the particle of divine nature.
Amen.
Lord, bless our everyday life.
Amen.
Lord, to claim our right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, make us ones who exercise this right.
Amen.
To participate in your mind.
Amen.
Lord, may we not only just be in one spirit, but in one soul, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, not be consumed by the self, but
Amen.
Lord, just to think of the one same thing, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, just to operate in one accord.
Amen.
We don't want to miss the opportunity.
Amen.
We want to participate.
Amen.
Oh, we want to claim.
Amen.
Exercise our spirit in every situation.
Amen.
All the difficult situations, Lord.
Amen.
In all the chaos and confusion.
Amen.
Lord, in our daily living.
Amen.
We want to participate, Lord.
Amen.
Cooperate with you.
Amen.